The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Taking care of your body, sitting in a way that is comfortable enough. So as we settle, as we take care of the body, we ask the heart to do something that can be challenging, to bring to mind happiness. And just reflect on the day. It might be a particular interaction, particular time when you saw another human being or a pet, and for whatever reason that being was happy, was at ease, was temporarily free of afflictive states. So the challenge is both to be able to remember some time recently that the mind noticed some happiness, however ordinary it was. It could be seeing a friend, eating a meal and really enjoying it, or somebody who was out in the cold coming inside and feeling warmed. And then as you hold that image, that memory in mind, we're practicing letting the happiness, the well-being that was there, we're practicing letting it touch the heart, letting it in. So there arises in the mind, in the heart, a very natural, organic sense of appreciation. This happiness that I'm remembering makes me happy. It's a simple but beautiful thing to recall, to remember, to keep in mind the reality of happiness, or what is beautiful, what is good. And unfortunately, it's not necessarily the habit of our mind to be able to remember these experiences and also then to keep them in mind, to keep remembering them. And you'll notice a quality of the heart begin to expand, what we call appreciative joy, this particular emotion. The heart that appreciates, that both recognizes and appreciates what is good and beautiful, beings experiencing ease, the ease of well-being. You might find it useful to repeat some phrases in your heart. May this happiness that I'm remembering, that I'm sensing here, may this happiness continue, may it increase, may it never end. So if you haven't already, bring some image to mind, a child playing, somebody with their friends smiling and laughing, having a good time, somebody resting after a long day, And let the mind recognize, let the heart recognize, oh, this is beautiful. This is good. This happiness makes me happy. May this goodness continue, this simple goodness. May it increase, may it never end. Now, of course, we know that things come and go. We're not pretending that something's going to last forever. But there can be this very natural, generous wish, this appreciation of what is good, what is happiness, what is beautiful, that it continue and increase and never end. And I find these three phrases particularly helpful in noticing the expansiveness of that emotion of mudita, appreciative joy, gladness, empathetic joy. So we'll take some time in silence now just to do your best, bringing something to mind, using phrases as are useful. Drop the phrases when they're not needed and just feel that beautiful, expansive quality of appreciative joy. Let that be the meditation object. It shouldn't be too hard to remember being in touch with happiness. Even sitting here in a room with 80 people, reflecting on appreciative joy is a pretty beautiful thing. May the goodness in this room continue. May it increase. May it never end. So we're actually meditating on the heart, the mind that recognizes what is good and beautiful, and meditating on the expansive quality of that emotion or that mental attitude. Actually feeling it viscerally or energetically, the opening expansiveness of the heart that appreciates what is beautiful and good and wishes that it continue and increase and never end. So, of course, this is what's called an exclusive meditation object in the sense that we wisely return to the same object over and over. This feeling, this emotional state of mudita, appreciative joy, and use the memories, the mental images, the phrases that supports this attention, this noticing the quality of mudita. Until there's a sense of the entire mind, the entire body being touched, being affected by this quality. And it spills or wells up and spills over, filling the entire room, the entire space of the present moment, till nothing is untouched by this beautiful quality of mudita. And you can even eventually memorize the chant we did, just the section on mudita, or shorten it. And it can provide some structure when the mind is more restless or all over the place. You just ask the mind to repeat the phrase, the phrases, and connect to the meaning of the words. I will abide, pervading all four quarters with a heart imbued with appreciative joy, with gladness. Above, below, all around, everywhere and every way, I will abide, pervading the all-encompassing world with this heart imbued with joy and appreciation. Abundant, exalted, immeasurable, without hostility, without ill will, I will abide. In a way, we're learning to meditate on the heart's capacity to smile with appreciation, with gratitude, letting the actual beauty in life in, let it touch the heart, however simple and ordinary it might be. May this goodness continue, may it increase, may it never end.